You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, Monday afternoon, I said, just, you know, hang on. I know the Saints lost. I know it's a tough Monday. The weekend's going to be here before you know it. I don't know about you. But once again, the week flew by for me, which is, you know, why, you know, you can't waste a Monday. And I know some people just kind of get bummed out. It's a Monday, beginning of a long week. The weeks never seem that long. And I hate that some people just kind of, you know, waste a day with a negative attitude, because it's all happening so fast. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us on this free-for-all Friday afternoon. A lot going on. You know, the other day I said I had some interesting facts about Gilligan's Island, little-known facts about Gilligan's Island, that I was going to share it with you, and then the next day I was going to do it, and I just got busy, and I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it today. Also, we're going to talk about some controversial Halloween decorations. And, you know, some people express frightening images that are based on politics. Is that going too far? You know, some Halloween decorations are gory, and some are based on politics. And there are a couple that have popped up this year about politics that are, you know, raising some eyebrows and getting some criticism. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I just posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. I just posted a blog that I wrote. It's on the WWL.com website. It's titled, Should New Orleans Ban NOPD from Being on Reality TV Shows? We talked about this on the show yesterday, got off the air, wrote a blog about it. You can read about that. And it's also linked to part of the show yesterday when we talked about this. And it's about the city council is considering, through the Governmental Affairs Committee, they're considering a proposal that would block the city from allowing any first responders to be part of any reality TV shows, you know, like the shows like Cops and shows like that. And this is based on a woman complaining that her brother's body was shown on this TV show, Homicide Squad New Orleans. And I can understand how horrific that must be, but the news might have covered that. So I like those shows, and I like seeing that law enforcement wins. I like showing that the criminals are just really dumb, and many of them are just clueless. No doubt, they're smart criminals. And quite often, the smart ones get away with it. But I like those shows. I think it makes a city look good that their police department is working. And I think it's a good public relations video for law enforcement and for first responders. You know, they're doing their job. They're actively doing their job, and it shows them at work. And, you know, the camera angles are not perfect. And, you know, none of this is all planned out, not to the degree that it's scripted. And so I like seeing that raw aspect of law enforcement doing its job. So I think it makes the NOPD look good. Now, maybe the city council can come up with some restrictions about showing bodies. And I think that would be cool. But I like the idea that they have been you know, sometimes part of these reality shows. We've also been talking about that game last night, the Thursday night game between the Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. An incredible game with two quarterbacks, both over 40, both putting on clinics of how to hit receivers with passes. It was amazing. And we're going to talk about the Saints. Can the Saints beat the Bears? Yes, they can. Will the Saints beat the Bears? I'm not sure. I hope they do, but I'm really not totally positive they're going to win this game. I hope they do. Caleb Williams is a good quarterback. He's developing. You know, and I'll tell you, Spencer Rattler, for not having a lot of time, you know, behind center, I think Spencer Rattler is doing a really great job. I mean, wait till he develops a little bit more. And I mentioned yesterday that Mark Chernoff talked on Sports Talk this week about the positive things about the Saints, and one of them was Spencer Rattler. That guy knows a lot about football. All right, so I've told you about a couple of things going on this weekend. One of them is the Washington Parish Fair with rides and eats and music, and Rockin' Doopsie Jr. is going to be there Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And Jordan Blue, who was a third-place finisher on America's Got Talent, we had him on the show recently. He is an amazing talent. And here's a song from Jordan Blue. This is called Cruisin'. Very thoughtful lyrics. Oh, what did I say? Cruisin', I meant chasin'. I'm thinking of that song by Florida Georgia Line. Chasin' is the name of the song. It's about, you know, chasing your dreams in life. Jordan is performing Saturday afternoon at the Washington Parish Fair. Jordan Blue is also performing tonight at 6:30 at the Mandeville Trailhead. And I'm going to try and get out of here early enough to make that this afternoon. Jordan Blue joins us on WWL. Jordan, good afternoon.
Hello, hello. How we doing?
Good, good. Look, I'm so impressed with you, and I just hope the absolute best for you. I have a lot of respect for the way you're handling things, and for people who missed the interview, Jordan has had offers from record companies, and he's holding off right now. He's living on the money that he's making from TikTok, and he's doing okay there. But I really respect him for not just jumping on the first deal. And what is it exactly that you're waiting for before you accept an offer, Jordan?
I mean, truthfully, you know, I'll never say never. I learned that one time. I went into a meeting with somebody, some really big people in there, and I just went in there and was like, I'm staying independent. I don't need any help. I'm going to do this on my own. And that's just not the truth. You do need help, right? And true independent just doesn't exist anymore. You can't do everything on your own. So I'm not naive to the fact that I'll need a team of people to help me, but I'm not desperate enough to just jump on the first opportunity that presents itself. Right now, I have all of the things that I need to continue doing what I'm doing. And truthfully, it's just building more leverage for me. I think that if the right person comes with the right opportunity, you know, it's definitely a possibility that I will sign with somebody, but it's just not. Right now, I'm perfectly comfortable going into a room and then leaving without signing anything because it just didn't work out. Because I'm happy where I'm at right now. There's going to be a lot more growth to come. But, you know, if somebody presents the right opportunity, then that's what I'm waiting on, you know.
What is it that has come up that has kept you from saying this is the right deal?
Well, for one, it was just too soon. Most of the people that reached out, I honestly didn't, and I should have done this, but I honestly didn't even respond to the email. We haven't even had a talk yet. Because at the time I was like, look, I'm still doing AGT right now. Like, I need to just keep my mind focused on doing America's Got Talent before signing or talking with anybody, because I don't want them to try to deter me from what ultimately has set me up for the most success to be able to do this on my own. So, yeah, that's the main thing is that, you know, a lot of people want control creatively over what I'm doing. And obviously that's the most important thing to me is to be authentic.
Well, I love that. I love that you want creative control, and I love that you trust the voice that you hear within yourself, the voice that nobody else hears, but that voice that you hear that is directing you. And I love that you trust that voice over somebody else telling you what you need to do. It doesn't mean that others can't offer you advice and offer you help, but I really admire your patience. And I think that this is something really to be respected, regardless of what people do in life. It's a great virtue to have patience. Too often people jump on something right away. And I can think of times in my career where, you know, maybe I moved from one city to another too quickly, and maybe I should have stayed back in that city. And I often wonder, well, what would have happened if I would have stayed in this city longer? So I get that, but I really do respect your patience. So you're performing at 6:30 tonight at the Mandeville Trailhead. And then again, Saturday afternoon around maybe 2:30 at
4 p.m. 4 p.m. tomorrow, I'll be at Washington Parish Fair main stage. Okay. So that'll be a great time. 4 p.m. tomorrow, Washington Parish Fair. And then tonight at the Mandeville Trailhead at 6:30 p.m. And I'll be performing for a little over an hour both today and tomorrow. So definitely worth the trip out there.
Yeah. So, you know, we haven't heard a lot from you. I'm going to do another one of your songs, you know, going into the break here in just a moment. But it's got to still be a thrill for you now. It's still new for you to get up in front of a live crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it. The energy, the rush that I get on stage. You know, a lot of people might feel like they get nerves whenever they go on stage, but I feel like I get adrenaline, and it just makes me have superpowers. You know, like the notes that are hard to hit aren't so hard to hit anymore whenever I get up on that stage in front of a live audience. It's just the transfer of energy is just beautiful.
See, I think that that's because you have so much confidence in what you do, that a chance to do it in front of people, you translate that adrenaline into confidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really crazy to think about, but I've been more nervous to sing in front of my church than I have singing on that AGT stage for the first audition. And it's really crazy to think about, but the reason I feel like is because, you know, at any church I could mess up and I see these people every single week again, but for AGT, like, this is the opportunity that I've been, this is where I'm supposed to be. My life has led me up to this moment to make or break, and like, this is my opportunity to take it. So I just went in there, and that's what I did.
In my interview with you, you mentioned God a couple of times. Talk about your relationship with God and how it's relative to your success right now.
Oh, 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, even just getting into church to begin with was something, you know, my mom kind of got me into, and that had a huge impact on me to continue doing what I do now. But even more so, you know, the things that I have right now are all due to God. Like, I've been in some really not great situations, and I've learned from it because God gave me that perspective, right? I made it through those moments because God gave me the strength. And now as I go into new things, new doors, new opportunities, he gives me the confidence and the experience that I've had to keep going and to be the best that I can be in every situation and make the most of it, you know?
And do you feel like God will carry you through and be with you no matter how big you become?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to keep me grounded, you know? As things start to rise and things get bigger and bigger and bigger, like, you know, it's very easy to get caught up into the worldly things and that LA lifestyle and all that kind of stuff, but yeah. I need to remain true to myself and remain grounded in those moments and stay humble, and God's going to be what keeps that going for me.
You know, I had a number of conversations with John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and he passed away just a few days ago. And I remember him talking about his religion. He was married to the same woman all of those years. And, you know, we kind of joked about how he didn't do drugs and didn't drink. And he was, you know, an evangelical Christian, and a lot of different kinds of Christians out there, but he was an evangelical Christian. And, you know, here's a guy who was, you know, in the 60s and 70s. I mean, he was caught up in the world of just raw sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I mean, there was no conscience. This was before AIDS. I mean, things were wild. And I just was so in admiration of him for not becoming part of that. And it was his relationship with God that kept him from doing that. And when he was like invited to certain parties, he knew what was going to go on, drugs and sex. Yep. And so he just didn't go.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. That is a very good Less of a standby, yeah.
Yeah, and then another one, Alice Cooper is essentially a born-again Christian, and I've talked to Alice about, you know, the strange, macabre things that he does on stage. Does any of this conflict with his religious beliefs? And he says, no. He said, I think God has a sense of humor, and he said, I think God, you know, gave us rock and roll. Jordan, do you ever feel like that, you know, you didn't choose God, but God chose you?
The way that I look at it is that, you know, God kind of chooses all of us. He's steady there knocking at our door, and it's just kind of up to us to open it, you know? So, 100%. To think that we have really any choice or say in the matter is funny to think. But, you know, you do. You still have the free will side of things, and it's just up to you to kind of open that door that he's steadily knocking at. That's the way that I look at it.
Well, Jordan, you are an amazing singer. And you're an amazing young person, and you went through a lot, and I so respect where you are today. You know, you have this unique ability to be very, very soulful at your age, and also as a white singer, you've got a lot of soul, and you're part of that blue-eyed soul contingency of a few performers out there. And when I first heard your music, you could easily have been a black artist, but you're a white artist that has a lot of soul. I hear that. Is that something that you feel?
What, the soul, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the same concept of going up onto that stage and that transfer of energy. Like, that's what soul is for me. Like, it's not just sounding good to the ears, but it's the feeling good part of, you know. And I've literally had times where I'm singing on the street, on Bourbon Street, and like people will come, and it's just crazy. It's like they're sending me their energy, like they're feeding me their energy to use, which goes back out to everybody listening. So it's just this constant cycle. Like, we learn this in school. Energy is not created or destroyed. It's transferred, right?
Yeah.
And when you're singing a song on stage, when I'm singing a song on stage, I'm transferring my energy to those listening, and they're transferring it right back to me with their cheers and their energy and that kind of thing. And so it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's very real. You feel it in a very strong manner when you're up there on stage.
Okay, so this evening at 6:30, Mandeville Trailhead. I'm going to try and get out of here on time. I'm going to try to make it. If I don't make it tonight, I'll make it tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Washington Parish Fair, you're going to be on stage, and you'll do an hour and a half, and it should be a really great show for a lot of people. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you, and some are going to come see you for the first time.
Oh, yes. That's going to be amazing. And I will be there. Please come up. Ask me for a picture. Just don't get too handsy, all right?
All right, Jordan, listen, I appreciate your time, and I will see you either tonight or I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. We're going to go to break with My Love, Jordan Blue, on WWL. You know, I have been around so many performers in my career, and I think Jordan Blue is amazing. You know, there are amazing people who never make it, but this is a guy who is set to make it. And, you know, we're discovering him in the beginning. Jordan Blue. Mandeville Trailhead tonight, 6:30. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock on stage, main stage at the Washington Parish Fair. Lived in Seattle, so I think Washington State. Washington Parish Fair tomorrow in Franklinton. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Free for All Friday. And we'll be back on WWL.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1964, this song was the number one song in America. Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy A, or whatever the total title is. All right, right now, let's just do a quick text on this. What 1981 movie does this song remind you of? I want to see how quickly somebody gets it. This song reminds me of a movie. It came out in 1981. Whenever I hear this song, I don't think about Shindig. I don't think about hearing it on the radio. I think about this movie. What movie released in 1981 does this song remind you of? The Oakland Heart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. Let's see how quickly somebody gets it, because we've got a really hip audience. And we did this the other day, and just people got it right away. All right, nothing yet. Oh, man, I thought somebody would be right on top of this. Does this remind you of a movie, Coleman?
From 1981?
1981, yeah.
I was 0 years old in 1981.
Oh, okay. Well, then, well, you might have seen it in reruns, because it's on all the time. It's, you know what I think it is?
Nobody wants to text and drive. I don't know if you look behind you, the traffic's kind of moving at a slow pace, so that's probably... Some are coming in.
They got it. Yeah, I mean, it might take a minute. We don't want you to text and drive, and there is traffic moving kind of slowly on the Crescent City connection. You got it. The movie was Stripes. Stripes. I just will never forget Bill Murray starting to sing this song while they were marching, Doo-Wah Diddy. And it was number one in the country on this day in 1964, but it came in right away. But I'm getting some other guesses like Grease and Animal House. No, it was 1981. It was Stripes with Bill Murray and John Candy and many others. But most people said Stripes. So, yeah, hip audience, they get it. Anyway, thanks for participating in that. So you've heard in the news, Mayor-elect Helena Moreno is talking about the city is bloated. The city has bloat. There were jobs, apparently, that Mayor Cantrell gave to a number of non-civil service employees. And there are too many of those. Why did LaToya Cantrell give those people jobs? If the city is broke, if the city has a $160 million deficit, what the hell is she doing giving jobs away? Did she owe that to people? Did she promise people, if you support me, if you give me money, I'll give you a job? I don't know if she did that. I'm not saying she did that, but I'm speculating because, you know, she doesn't talk. She doesn't tell us about things. Is she going to ever explain why she hired so many non-civil service employees? Why does the city have so many employees? And I'm sorry these people are going to lose their jobs, but maybe they didn't deserve that job in the first place. And it was granted to them by LaToya Cantrell as some kind of favor. Maybe it was friends. Maybe Cantrell, hey, I'm the mayor of the city. I can do whatever I want. That's been her attitude. I can do whatever I want. Well, you hire too many people, the city's bloated, and the city's broke. So thank you very much, Mayor Cantrell. And let's, again, see how many people are just non-essential people working for the city when they don't really have to be. So, you know, again, this problem that we have had in our city is about to end. And I think we're going to learn a lot about LaToya Cantrell when we see what she does after she's technically out of office. We're going to find out, I think, some answers when we find out what she's going to do after. I'm assuming she's going to do something between January and when she goes on trial in October of next year. But the idea that, you know, we've hired people that we don't need to hire and our city is broke, that's just that's not acceptable behavior. So good for Mayor-elect Helena Moreno for seeing this. And again, I don't want anybody to lose their job. And what she's asking people to do is reapply for their job. So if your job is necessary, just reapply for it and maybe you get to keep your job. But I mean, if your job is just totally worthless in the city, well, then they can't pay you. But if you are worth hiring, if you are worth being in that position, then apparently you're going to stay in that position. So that's good news. Hey, you want to do some text, Coleman? We haven't done any text yet today. And every show we get a ton of text. So yeah. Let's get to a few.
Yeah, a lot of this is going back to what we were talking about in the first segment. I think one of them was how Aaron Rodgers' wife is unseen.
Yeah.
This text says Bill Belichick could learn a thing from Aaron Rodgers about a relationship being private.
Yeah, but his girlfriend wouldn't allow that because if she couldn't use him to get the publicity she's getting, you think she would be with him? I don't think so. Look, she wouldn't have picked him out of a crowd like, I want to be with that guy. So I think this is one of those sad situations. And I think, unfortunately, Bill may get his heart broken one day. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope they're really in love and that everything works out great. But I'm suspicious of her because she seems like a gold digger and she seems like a publicity hound. And she's using him to get the money and the publicity.
This text was referring to Fats Domino's piano. This says Fats piano was restored for display with the financial support of Sir Paul McCartney and others.
I don't know where that piano is, but I know that at the Presbyter, because we did a show from there a couple of weeks ago, I know that there is his piano. As soon as you walk in, his piano's there. And it's leaning. It's kind of on its side. There's only legs on one side of the piano. The legs and other parts are there, but it's not totally assembled. And, you know, it was apparently destroyed in Katrina. So I don't know where this other piano might be. But I mean, it's restored to a certain degree, but it's not all put back together at this exhibit about Katrina at the Presbyter.
Couple more. Somebody pointed out that, you know, you gave your condolences to the space ace, you know, Paul David Furley, but no mention of D'Angelo. Did you listen to D'Angelo coming up? Are you familiar with D'Angelo, the R&B singer?
No, I'm not.
That's probably why. Okay, but that settles that.
Okay.
You didn't mention D'Angelo, but it makes sense if you didn't mention D'Angelo because that wasn't in your radar. Yeah, so I don't blame you for not mentioning D'Angelo.
Yeah, I mean, but if you want to tell me who somebody is and tell me why I should mention them, then I will mention them. But I can't know everybody. But, you know, I think this may be a case of somebody looking for me to be racist. And there are so many people, because I talked about Ace Frehley at the beginning of the show. Ace Frehley passed away, 74 years old, one of the founding members of KISS. and all of the condolences that are coming from Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley and you know, Pearl Jam and Bret Michaels and so many others. Just respect him for the group that he helped give birth to, that has continued to give us so much entertainment over the years. But Ace Frehley was white. Yeah, beyond the makeup, he was a white guy. And so here, if an African-American artist passes away and I don't know about him and don't mention it, there are people out there who are trying to get me. I got you. I got, because you mentioned the white guy, but you didn't mention the black guy.
I'm guilty of it. I don't know if it was earlier this week or last week, a female actress by the last name of Keaton died. And I can tell you, I've never heard of her until of her death. And people were pointing out, how have you never heard of her? She's been in this movie and that movie, but it just wasn't in my radar. So if I didn't know who she was, and I didn't. So, you know.
That was a sad thing. In fact, it's now been revealed that she apparently lost a lot of weight and was just very unhealthy and thin, and I think she got pneumonia, and that's how she died. And that can be a killer with old people. But you know, look, trust me, if you listen to this show, you know that I'm not, you know, overly supporting whites over blacks. I mean, that's not my thing. I don't do that. So it's just possible that if I don't mention something, it's because I didn't know about it or I didn't know the person. That's all.
Okay, last text. Where are those bleep, bleep, bleep Gilligan Islands facts?
All right, we'll do it next. Okay? That quick enough? We'll do that. We'll do that next. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Happy birthday today to Gary Puckett. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap had many, many hits back in the 60s. Gary Puckett, 83 years old today. He's still performing because this past June, he was part of the Happy Together tour. And he comes out in the Union jacket that they wore in the band. And, you know, he still, you know, has a pretty decent voice. And I think he looks great. I really do. I mean, some people get older and they still just really look great. I think Gary Puckett still looks really great. Has the same haircut that he always had. Anyway, 83 years old today, still performing. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Don't you love some of these lyrics? I mean, these guys write stuff like, within the prison walls of my mind. Well, now that's writing. All right, we'll be right.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right back. All right, so listen, I ran across... Wait, there's a second verse?
We can ignore it.
Wait, no, I want to hear it. I didn't know there was a second verse. Oh, it sounds like a repeat. Yeah, that sounds like a repeat. In the very beginning, they named the characters, except when it came to the Professor and Mary Ann, they said, and the rest, referring to the Professor and Mary Ann. But after even the first season, the Professor and Mary Ann became so definitive in their characters, and they were so important in the show that they all got together, the whole cast got together, and kind of really forced the issue of you need to name the Professor and Mary Ann in the jingle. And so they did. All right, so I learned some interesting facts about Gilligan's Island, and I was going to do this the other day. We got busy, and then we got busy since then, so I apologize for not doing this sooner. In the second season, Mary Ann got pregnant, but they hid it with certain outfits that she was wearing. Dawn Wells got pregnant, and there was a morality clause in her contract, so she couldn't be pregnant out of wedlock. So if Dawn Wells got pregnant out of wedlock, then that means somebody got to, Mary Ann. So anyway, so they hid that. The professor actually did have a degree and did actually design all of the inventions that he invented on the island, and experts have looked at those inventions and said most of them would have actually worked. This fascinated me. The Coast Guard actually sent CBS several complaints that the Minnow did not file a travel plan to go to the island. That there was no island. But the Coast Guard actually sent CBS several complaints. Okay, we hear about this. The Minnow went to this island, and we don't have any travel plan for it. Numerous episodes and scripts were either destroyed or locked in CBS safes for various reasons. So there's a lot that we didn't see. Raquel Welch actually auditioned for Mary Ann's part, but she was too much like Ginger, too glamorous, and they wanted somebody like the girl next door, like Mary Ann. So Raquel Welch didn't get the part. Dawn Wells received an overwhelming amount of fan mail. More than anybody else, more than Ginger. But they were all friends, and there was no tension on the set. There was not animosity between Ginger and Mary Ann, because Mary Ann got more of the fan mail. There were questions about who would you prefer to be with, Ginger or Mary Ann. That didn't actually start until the final episode of the show aired and the show went into syndication. And then that happened. After the third season, the show was already in syndication, and Dawn Wells was married and went through a divorce during that third season, so that was a tough season for her. There was a last episode of Gilligan's Island that was filmed. Everybody gets rescued, and they are returned to civilization, but they have a difficult time adjusting to the real world. Mr. Howell is broke. Ginger, her career is over. The professor found out that the government had stolen his invention ideas and were actually using them and had added to, you know, their operations. The skipper went through depression, and he always blamed himself because they were shipwrecked. Mary Ann couldn't cope and commits suicide, and Gilligan becomes a motivational speaker on survival. So all of that existed in the last episode that is locked in a CBS safe, and it never aired. I mean, that's kind of dark. I mean, Mary Ann can't cope and she commits suicide. Pretty bad.
I was listening to that that theme song, and it kind of reminded me of this. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Huh. I was like, all right, I figure I heard this melody before, just don't know where.
Somebody sampling the Gilligan's Island theme. Hey, that's cool. All right, we got to get to a break here. It's Free for All Friday. Hey, don't forget Peter Frampton tonight at the Sanger Theater. That should be awesome. I'm not going to be able to make it. I wish I could. I wish I could be there. But just wanted to remind you that Peter Frampton is at the Sanger, and it's Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2008, lead singer of the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs, passed away at the age of 72 years old. All right, somebody suggested this in a text. Let's do a quick instant text off. Ginger or Marianne? I mean, if you had a choice, if you're a guy or if you're a lesbian, which would you rather be? I'm trying to be fair here. Include everybody. If you're a guy or a lesbian, who would you rather be with? Ginger or Marianne? And by be with, I think you know what I'm talking about without me going into any details. Which would you rather be with, Ginger or Marianne? The Open Heart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Just text Ginger or Mary Ann to 504-260-1870. We'll have the results right after the news at 3 o'clock. I had to figure out what time it was. Just after the news at 3 o'clock. Also, you know, the professor could come up with all of these great inventions, but did you ever stop and think that with all the things that he could come up with, he couldn't figure out how to fix a 4-foot hole in the boat? You know, that never got fixed. I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come. Hang on. We'll talk some football coming up in the next hour on WWL.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.